Drew, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I'm up in Traverse at a golf outing, so getting warmed up to go out and try and hit them straight.
How's the weather out there? Up there?
It's a little chilly right now, but we're at the Kingsley Club. It's a beautiful course, so see if we can't shoot well today.
All right, you're going to be our journalistic guy. We're going to ask you, what's the latest when it comes to the NFL lockout from what you know?
I guess June 3rd is a big day. I don't think anything's going to happen until something goes on with the Eighth Circuit Court, until they get a chance to hear the case with lifting the lockout. And then, shortly after that, when one side gains leverage, from what I'm told, that'll be a big indication of getting something done. And, at that point, I think somebody's going to have to concede on either end to get something resolved and moving towards making sure that we have an NFL season.
You're kind of in a weird situation because technically you don't have a team right now, do you?
Well, it depends what set of rules we're operating under this year. If they were go back to last year's rules, or depending on what happens, I could technically be with the Detroit Lions, and that's the way that I'm approaching it as of this point, because they tried to tender me. I know they want me back, and that could be a situation that that I could be in.
But at this point in time, you're not able to sign anything or talk with other teams.
No, exactly. Until something gets resolved, my agent is not allowed to have contact with any other teams, or the Detroit Lions even, for that matter.
What's the mood of your teammates and of other players that you talk about the situation?
I think everybody's just frustrated to a certain extent because, it has been great to have this time off, as you get rejuvenated and get your mind fresh and start to get back to work. But I think people are starting to get that itch. They want to get back out on the football field. They want, be around the guys in the locker room and doing stuff and getting ready because, the season's around the corner and most of us are being, forced to not get into a normal routine that we would otherwise have. And the comfort level with that and, getting back and progressing within an offense, especially with one that we were able to have success with last year, we want to build upon that and look forward to the future.
I wanted to get your take on the Lions draft. Of course, they added some defensive help in the first round, but also got you a pretty talented receiver.
Definitely. I think Tyus Young gives us another dimension of what we want to do and the philosophy that Scott brings to the table. And also having Michael Lestrade, a Big Ten guy that understands the Midwest and is from the area. So I'm excited to see what he can do too. Having him and Java complement one another is going to be a great thing for us. And then anybody that can take pressure off Calvin, and try and distract defenses so we can try and get some big plays with Calvin is always a plus as well.
Drew, there was a time you were working out in Florida. Are you working out with the team in the informal workouts in the Detroit area?
Yes, so I came back to Detroit. I'm back up in Detroit now for the remainder of the offseason, unless anything changes. But we had a chance to get together at Country Days last week, and had a really good turnout. It was positive having 35 to 40 of my teammates get together and just get around each other and speak the language of the offense and getting used to new plays and getting in and out of a huddle and all those things that you want to just have a comfort level with that doesn't something that you have to sit and wait for when the season starts.
All right, we tried to talk you out of it, but you went ahead and got married anyway. When's the one-year anniversary coming up?
2 years will be June 27th.
And it's going well?
Yeah, everything is great. She's not sick of me yet, which I'm fortunate about. So we knew each other pretty well before we got married. So, I'm lucky and fortunate to have a great wife.
All right, any little Stantons on the horizon?
Not at this point in time. Eventually somewhere down the road. It's just depends how long that road is.
All right, before we let you go, let's talk about the golf outing, which is coming back to College Fields in East Lansing. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you've got a lot of star power that's going to participate.
Definitely. I think we're close. We're one or two foursomes away from selling out. Which will be the first year that we've done that. It'll be 36 foursomes. So if anybody has an interest, hurry up and get your paperwork in or go to highfivefoundation.org. But, fortunate enough to have the ability to call on teammates from the Detroit Lions, but also, past MSU players of football, basketball, and hockey are all going to be out there. So, I'm really looking forward to a great event. We've added some new additions for people that were involved with it last year. We've got some new twists and you know, one thing that I constantly try to do with my foundation is add new inventive ways of fundraising, because, you know, I don't want to sit there and just ask for handouts. It's a tough economy, and people work hard for their money, but I want people to enjoy what they're doing and know that it's going towards a good cause.
All right, Jew Stanton's High Five. The golf outing is June 11th, 12 p.m. tee-off time at College Fields. There's a great dinner and auction on June 10th, Drew. That's a lot of fun. It's not your usual just kind of go by and buy stuff. You guys have a lot of fun with that.
Definitely, you know, and there's plenty of dinner tickets still available. We have some really neat packages that we've put together, as far as Detroit Lions tickets, obviously, but we have Keith Urban tickets. We've got a Chicago Bears package that includes hotel and tickets to the game, and then you know, obviously Super Bowl tickets is always up for auction too, that I put up and donate to my charity. So, you know, those are just a couple of the live auctions that we'll have and silent auctions. So it'll be a great turnout again, and we're looking forward to a gracious host that Harry has been over there at Enzo and Lou and Harry's.
All right, Drew Stanton's High Five Foundation. If you want to sign up for the golf outing, just go to highfivefoundation.org. Drew, thanks so much for your time. Hit them straight.
No problem. Thanks. I'll try.